T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The leadoff spot presented by Laborers Local 731. Feel the power. Joining us in the leadoff spot tonight, Marcus Stroman, as well as General Manager Brody Van Wagenen, already shorthanded after Noah Syndergaard's Tommy John surgery and Michael Wacha's shoulder inflammation. The Mets' starting pitching rotation suffered another blow today when Marcus Stroman decided to opt out of the 2020 season. Stroman and his family had severe reservations about continuing in the COVID climate.
Just ended up being a collective family decision for me, something that's been weighing on me daily. Just ended up sitting with my family and kind of assessing all the possibilities and realizing that there's just too many uncertainties, too many unknowns right now to go out there and truly just putting the health for my family and myself first and foremost.
Stroman was scheduled for another simulated game this week. He was close to returning, and if he did, his first start would likely have come in Florida against the Marlins. The upcoming travel and the way some other teams and regions have not been handling the coronavirus protocols weighed heavily in Stroman's decision.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, obviously, you see the Cardinals, the Marlins. You see spikes everywhere in the country. You see protocols not being handled properly from citizens everywhere. You see us going to Florida soon. That was a big discussion I had with my family, going to see the Marlins. I don't think that's something where I'd want to be in that situation. So a bunch of things factored in, and ultimately we finally decided as a family that probably wasn't the best to continue forward this year.
Stroman is a free agent after the season, and he said he thoroughly enjoyed his time with the Mets and thought that the organization had been outstanding in the way that they kept everyone safe during these very difficult times.
Like I said, I think the Mets are doing truly an incredible job. Every single day handling protocols, safety, like you truly do feel safe here when you're at the clubhouse, and they're going far and beyond to make sure that we have that safety. So like I said, obviously the situations are different from team to team, but as far as being here in the clubhouse with the Mets, I truly felt safe and I loved it every second.
So where do the Mets turn now? Seth Lugo is staying in the bullpen. He's too valuable to move. The Mets have several multiple inning relievers that they can utilize, and General Manager Brody Van Wagenen said former starter Robert Gsellman is now back in that bullpen as well.
Yeah, we've always talked about Robert Gsellman's ability to pitch multiple innings. He's got a pitch mix that would allow him to start. We've talked about Seth Lugo in the past and, you know, see how valuable he is pitching multiple innings, you know, late in games. But, you know, we've got options. We've got other players that we think can contribute, whether it's in creative ways or we're stretching guys out to start. But Robert Gsellman is definitely a guy that we feel energized to have back in the fold.
Mets GM Brody Van Wagenen, as well as Marcus Stroman, joining us in the leadoff spot.